Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 67. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 33 tonight. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently 59.
Mid-America Network News. Two juveniles will spend 30 months behind bars for their roles in connection to a fire at a northwest Kansas school in June of 2023. The suspects, now aged 13 and 14, were found guilty of aggravated arson and attempted arson regarding their roles in a fire at the Rawlins County Junior Senior High School on June 5th of 2023. The fire resulted in severe damage to the building as well as injuring 10 firefighters, and USD 105 Rawlins County being forced to implement alternative measures for students in the upcoming year. A group of veterans gathered at the Kansas State House on Monday pushing for property tax relief. Several legislators are championing efforts to cut property taxes for disabled veterans. However, the bill was gutted in the Senate and substituted with content related to sales tax exemptions for the veterans instead. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Another country great comes to Newkirk Friday, April 19th. John Anderson at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. John Anderson live and in concert. Get tickets at the Players Club or SevenClans.com. John Anderson at an all-ages show. Only at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Highway 77, Newkirk. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Sunday, get ready for a high-octane afternoon as NASCAR heads to Austin, Texas for the Echo Park Automotive Grand Prix. Coverage begins at 2. And March 30th, it's the UFL kickoff weekend. Watch as the USFL champion Birmingham Stallions take on the XFL champion Arlington Renegades. Kickoff at noon. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
Exposure of IT security weaknesses in the Kansas state government is inspiring a House reform bill. Representative Blake Carpenter led a House committee's initial discussion yesterday of a bill initiating a quite expensive five-year overhaul of information technology security across the three branches of government. A ransomware attack in 2023 disabled the judicial branch's IT network, a January cyber attack on Kansas State University, and a series of confidential IT audit reports from the legislature post-audit served as catalyst for developing the legislation. A bill that would require cardiac emergency plans in Kansas schools is waiting action in the Senate. Advocates for the proposed law, Sub-Bill 2494, were at the Capitol on Monday. If passed, the bill would require that AED machines or automatic external defibrillators be placed in each district building and require CPR training for every coach or sponsor at school activities. I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, climate change and climate change initiatives continue to be a focal point in the agricultural industry, with climate change adaptation, nutrition, and farm income are all key research goals that many scientists around the world have been focusing on. However, in countries like Ghana, it is hard to get grants to focus on those initiatives. As Peter Kelly, the chair of Grow Further, says that they have two projects they're working on, developing an app for countries like Tanzania for farmers to identify crop disease in maize and Bambara groundnut breeding projects in Ghana.
This is to create the first commercial variety of this crop, which has long been neglected in research. It's nutritious. It works well under adverse conditions. It improves the lives of women farmers. It has a lot of advantages, but low yields and neglected from a research perspective. So developing the first commercial variety will make a big difference.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Save green this month at Rusty at Ford with discounts on all new vehicles. Truck Month is happening now at Rusty at Ford. Check out the new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years in a row and counting. Keep more green in your pocket with discounts on all new Fords on our lot. We have it all. F-150, Bronco, Edge, Escape, Explorer, Mustang, and more. You'll luck out with low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Follow the rainbow to find your pot of gold, or even better, a new vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford. Come see us at Rusty Eck Ford. Save some green and drive home your new Ford today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
WAC offers cannot be combined. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Polling locations open today through 7 p.m. for the presidential preference primary election. Please have a photo ID when voting. Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin bridge repairs Wednesday in Washington County on U.S. 36 over Camp Creek and Mill Creek, just west of Washington. Temporary traffic signals will direct a single lane of traffic at reduced speed for work continuing through August. A Minnesota firm is contractor on the $728,000 project. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Washington County Commissioners were advised they're running out of room at the transfer station and the options available. May 2nd through the 4th will be free dump days. March 28th, there will be a road safety plan meeting from 9 until noon at the FNB Bank in Washington. The plan provides a framework for identifying, analyzing, and prioritizing roadway safety improvements. Any township officials and the public are welcome to attend. Washington County Public Works have switched to summer hours, 7 a.m. to 5:30 Monday through Thursday, and half-day Fridays 8 until noon. NextEra Energy recently announced Steel Flats Wind Farm will go through a process of repowering. Representatives from NextEra met with Jefferson County commissioners to review the planned project, which sits just north of Washington County in Jefferson and Gage counties of Nebraska. The base and towers of the turbines will be inspected. Blades of the towers will be replaced, a project that's often done every 10 years or so. Steel Flats Wind Farm consists of 44 turbines and went online in late 2013. The repowering efforts done to increase power produced by the wind farm, work expected this fall, is scheduled to take 2 to 3 months. Kansas Department of Transportation representatives met with Nemahal County commissioners recently and discussed closing of B Road at Baileyville when a bridge is replaced on U.S. 36 Highway. Compensation for improving alternate routes, which could be used during construction, were among topics. Area legislators were in attendance Saturday for the annual legislative forums in Marysville and Washington. State Representative Elaine Bowers.
And a few things that we have done, the Senate side, and I'll go over to the House side, but we are at turnaround where the House bills come to the Senate, Senate bills go to the House. So we're our committees, we have one more week of committee hearings, and then we just passed the budget off the Senate floor and the tax plan off the Senate floor, because now the House will have them have their hearings, but the big part, it comes back to us in the conference committee report where we say yes or no. It won't be amendable at that point. So the first vote just moves it forward. The final votes come back at the end where we really we put our final vote on what we'd like those packages to be.
State Representative Lisa Mosier continues to push for added safety at key highway intersections in northeast Kansas.
I've spent quite a bit of time and heard from all of you that about the rumble strips, getting something done at the Beatty Junction and then something done at the Hanover Corner. So it takes your input for us to go to KDOT and say, look, I've got 55 emails about the Beatty Junction. Something has to be done. And we had a personal envoy go down for KDOT's fall listening session, and it's on the list. Unfortunately, it wasn't on the list that got addressed this year, but the Highway 75 was number one on the list that came out from the governor's office. So We need to keep our voices out in front, and we'll get something done eventually.
Meanwhile, State Senator Dennis Pyle expressed concern with a lack of transparency and a sizable pay increase being pushed for legislators.
My amendment said we have the rest of session to accept it, and we have to expressly consent. In other words, we have to vote to accept what that compensation commission says. And that amendment went on. Several of them didn't like it, so they didn't even vote. And I've given the language to Representative Garber, so I believe when the House and you guys take up the debate on budget, you're going to get an opportunity to vote on that amendment. And just trying to get sunshine on the process. If we're going to do a pay raise, we need to debate it fully on the floor, the details of it and what it is. I'm not going to say whether they need a pay raise or not. I've served in this position in my 22nd session. I hire a lot of my stuff done anymore just because of the time commitment it takes to do this. And I'm not complaining. I knew when I ran what the pay was. And so there are several be leaving. But I just, I give Representative Garber some credit because it took quite a bit of work to come up with all this, showing the process that they got that compensation commission.
Phyllis Totten, age 88, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville, burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Totten.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Staying sunny throughout Wednesday, a bit cooler with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. And partly cloudy into Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Partly sunny skies into Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s. And a slight chance for some rain showers into Thursday night. Mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 30s and lower 40s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. There will be a chance for some rain showers early on Friday, otherwise some sunshine with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then partly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. Northeast winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. There will be a chance for some rain showers early on Saturday, otherwise cloudy with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s. Then more showers and thunderstorms continue throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March 58, record high on this day 81, the average low 33, and the record low 4 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:32, sunset this evening at 7:38.
Charting the change of season with a calculator rather than a calendar? We will tell you how it's done on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, March 19th, the 79th day of the year. Actress Glenn Close is celebrating a birthday, and spring officially arrives. The equinox occurs at 11:06 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Spring may arrive early or late in any given year, but over the centuries, observers have noticed that its rate of travel is fairly consistent. It seems to move from south to north at about 15 miles per day or 100 miles per week. For example, if tulips bloom in a town 100 miles to your south, expect yours to bloom about a week later. To adjust for elevation, add a day for every 100 feet. We're not sure how accurate it is, but it does prove one thing. Springtime is the only season we're so anxious for that we don't mind a little math to track it. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
With prices going up, maybe you want to make your nest smaller. With clean, one- and two-bedroom, income-based apartments available now, you can't miss out on what the Waterville Housing Authority has available. Fill out an application on their Facebook page or contact Lisa at 785-363-2239.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The brackets are set as March Madness officially kicks off across the nation for the college basketball tournament, with four games going on tonight to kick it off for some of those that are still in that wild card realm, as number 16 Wagner takes on number 16 Howard. That game coming up tonight at 5:30. Also, the Texas Southern Tigers are headed on the road to take on the Tarleton State Texans. The Abilene Christian Wildcats are on the road to take on Texas A&M Corpus Christi. And finally, its matchup is the number 10 Colorado State Rams are on the road to take on the number 10 Virginia Cavaliers. That the later game would tip off at 8 p.m. For those Jayhawk fans, you'll have to wait just a little bit longer before they have their appearance at the March Madness tournaments, as they play on Thursday, as the number 4 Jayhawks are set to square up against the number 13 Samford Bulldogs. That's a late night game at 8:55 p.m. on Thursday. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. And the name you need to remember is Winnegar Drilling.
Water well drilling.
Water well service.
Trenching services.
Test wells, water well plugging, sanitation, and code compliance.
Plus new solar pumps.
Winnegar Drilling does it all. Plus, when you call Winnegar Drilling, they'll provide a free estimate.
Finance options also available.
Make sure your flow doesn't run slow with Winnegar Drilling. Call them at 316-729-5881 or online at WinnegarDrilling.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Other Big 12 basketball teams that are included into the March Madness tournament includes the Texas Longhorns, where they are starting round number one on Thursday against either Virginia or Colorado State based on the wild card games early on. Number two, the Iowa State Cyclones square off against South Dakota State on Thursday as well for round number one. And the Texas Tech Red Raiders take on North Carolina State on Thursday. Coming up on Friday, going to Memphis, Tennessee with part of the first round of the tournament, we see Baylor taking on Colgate. Houston tips off against Longwood, with TCU going against Utah State, with that game being played in Indianapolis, Indiana. The four wild game cards that start off on Tuesday and Wednesday this week to kick off the March Madness tournament include Howard taking on Wagner, Colorado State and Virginia, Grambling that's squaring off against Montana State, and Colorado University against Boise State. The number one seeds in the tournament include UConn, Houston, Purdue, and North Carolina University. Mid-America Network Sports.
If you missed your favorite team's broadcast,
far side Merck, splitting defenders, underhand and layup miss, foul whistle on the final shot by Mia Vermette.
Or want to relive the excitement, click the Sports Podcast tab at kndyradio.com to listen back anytime.
Inside Brunson and misses, leads to a run out. Daniel Kramer all alone. Blocked by Brandon Smelsley. At the other end, Colin Shaughnessy three. He can it!
From the first practice to the last hoist of a trophy, all season long, KNDY has been there for over 50 years.
Burrows out front. Hardwick looks in the lane. Comes to the corner. Ebert. Far side to Ashlyn Dollinghouse in the paint. Kicks it low to Sidney Wapp. Shot up and good for Sidney Wapp's third field goal.
The home for high school sports coverage in Northeast Kansas is KNDY.
Inside clip, left block, up, no good. Offensive rebound, Bruna. Up, down, and one for Drew Bruna.
Listen to Kansas State basketball tonight on AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Kansas State basketball, live on KNDY.
Hey, basketball fans, the first and second rounds of the 2024 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball Championship is happening in Manhattan, Kansas at Bramlage Coliseum. Be here Friday, March 22nd and Sunday, March 24th by ordering your all-session tickets. Prices start at just $30 for event seats and can be purchased by calling 1-800-221-CATS or by visiting kstatesports.com. We'll see you at Bramlage.
Hold on tight, it's race week at the Beatrice Speedway. The green flag flies for the 31st annual Spring Nationals Friday and Saturday, March 22nd and 23rd. One of the nation's longest running specials, modified, sport mod, stock car, hobby stock, and sports compact will all be racing this weekend at the Beatrice Speedway. Racing starts at 5:30 p.m. on Friday and 4 o'clock on Saturday. Information and race schedule at beatricespeedway.com.
Prairie Band Casino wants to know, how do you play? Are you chasing that ace at the blackjack table? Are you mastering me time at the Cedar and Sage Spa? Or are you trying to drive it to the moon at the Top Golf Swing Suites? No matter how you play, Prairie Band Casino and Resort has something for everyone. Discover more ways to play your way.
Prairie Band Casino.
Clear a spot on the windowsill and make room for geraniums, fuchsia, lantanas, and any other plants that were stored in a cool, dark location indoors for winter. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Plant any bare root plants in a container large enough to accommodate the roots. Move pot-bound plants into a slightly larger container as needed. Use a quality, well-drained potting mix and set the plants at the same depth they were growing before. Prune stems back to 4 to 6 inches above the soil surface. Only prune the upper branches on tree forms of these plants. This encourages thicker stems and more compact growth. Move the plants to a sunny window or under artificial light and begin watering. Water thoroughly whenever the top few inches of soil are crumbly and moist. Once the plants start to grow, you can fertilize with a dilute solution of any flowering houseplant fertilizer. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details. Find out what's bugging you and your houseplants. Trap indoor plant pests with Summit Sticky Traps. The yellow attracts fungus gnats, aphids, thrips, leaf miners, and other harmful pests feeding on your plants. The sticky surface traps the insects where they die without applying a pesticide. Set the trap in the pot and replace once it's covered with insects or every 3 months. Summit Sticky Traps are available at garden centers and hardware stores. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
This lake was a draw for people as far back as there were people living in the area. But the lake is a bit different than most, and the story of its settlement is one that is quite interesting. It's next on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The first large waves of settlers began passing through this part of Iowa in the 1860s. As Dana Larson explains, it was inevitable that a town would form at what we know as Storm Lake.
The lake was an attraction, but basically it was halfway between Fort Dodge and Sioux City, so that was going to be where a stagecoach was going to stop.
The beginnings of this town depend on which location you might refer to.
People farmed originally on the south side of the lake, then they started to build up a little bit on the north side of the lake. The railroad came through in 1870, so the old part was just abandoned. They moved everything about a mile and a half, you know, to a new location and started Storm Lake there.
The lake here was glacially formed. It's about 3,000 acres in size with a maximum depth of about 20 feet.
Fishing, of course, was important. Water birds congregate here, so food was always plentiful here for Native Americans going back, you know, thousands of years before this.
But the large lake did lack something important.
The downside was there were no trees. There was not a tree around Storm Lake to be seen. We have writings from people in the beginning who said you could go 5 miles in any direction without seeing a tree. So that made it hard to build houses, obviously.
The lake was, and continues to be, a focus of recreation in the area.
People would come, they'd have skiff races, things like that. They would have swimming races, underwater swimming and diving competitions and things like that way, way back. So, yeah, it's always been kind of the heart of Storm Lake, that resource sitting out there.
But how did this lake get its name? Well, that's quite a story in itself, and it depends on who you ask. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Storm Lake, Iowa. I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
Drones are becoming a staple in agriculture and land management. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. New drone technologies offer an alternative to traditional spraying and cover crop seeding as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Timing is critical on the farm, and I'm guessing not many of you have your own airplanes or helicopters for spraying the crops the day it's needed. The latest application technique is with sprayer drones, and you can do it yourself. Taylor Moreland is the owner of AgriSpray Drones in Missouri. He says their drones will spray fungicide, spread cover crop seed, and help manage natural resources in a wide variety of settings that might be difficult to spray otherwise.
Specialty crops is big, you know, orchards, vineyards, potato farms, mountainous terrain and forestry. These things have a third dimension to them. So when you look at mountainous areas where you need some type of brush control, this is a great platform to do so. Forestry work, like for conservation departments, seems to be pretty high on the list. And then wetland management. A lot of guys in our area have irrigation lakes, and they get taken over by water lilies, and so we control on wetland areas.
Depending on the model, the drones are large enough to carry tanks ranging from 3 to 8 gallons and will hold up to 70 pounds of granular product or cover crop seed. He says you'll get about 2 tank loads per battery charge. You can fly it as high as you need to.
You can set it anywhere from 5 feet over the crop canopy all the way up to 50 feet over the crop canopy. Typically, we're right around 10 feet over crop canopy, flying at 15 miles an hour. That creates a vortex behind the props, which spreads out the product to about a 28 to 29 foot swath. Efficiency at a 2 gallon rate, 2 gallons per acre, which is typically what we do. You're looking at max efficiency of around 35 acres to the hour per one machine.
The price of a full drone setup is just under $35,000. Learn more about spray drones at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Un mensaje de Cover Kansas. Las renovaciones de Medicaid han estado en pausa desde 2020 y se reanudarán en 2023. Si su dirección con Cancare no está actualizada, podría perder la cobertura de Medicaid o CHIP este año. Vaya a cancare.ks.gov y haga clic en el icono rojo del chat hoy. Patrocinado por Community Care Network of Kansas y transmitido en cooperación con la Asociación de Radiodifusores de Kansas y esta estación.
A cover crop planting explosion is predicted in the next 5 years. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The latest census of agriculture showed the U.S. had about 18 million acres in cover crops in 2022. Now, a new survey projects close to 30 million acres will be in covers 5 years from now. Janae Brady is with the American Seed Trade Association.
As USDA's work to get these grants up and running, ASTA led a survey to get a better understanding of exactly what that demand looks like. And largely the results are that over the course of the 5 years of these grants, we're expected to see over 10 million acres of increased cover crop acreage.
The grants Brady refers to involve incentives to farmers to implement climate smart practices, including the planting of more cover crop acres in the years ahead. She says the seed industry will be involved in meeting that increased demand.
As you look at sustainability practices, then the big challenge that producers have in endeavoring sustainable practices and resiliency in the land is that seed is a really important part of that solution. And we're excited to be a part of that. We're excited to make sure that we're producing exactly what farmers need to be able to meet those needs and to help the environment in the long term.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
If you're expanding or replacing herd bulls, Leuenberger in Waterville has 20 high-quality Sim Angus cross bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. With calving ease and strong growth characteristics, these yearling and two-year-olds warrant your attention. Call Leuenberger Waterville today, 785-268-0647.
Good Tuesday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sims, back with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
And today is Tuesday. Now, March 19th of 2024, as we will shift our focus away from the agricultural news and take a look at the current soil temperatures across the Sunflower State at the 4-inch soil depth. And we will break up the state into thirds, the western, the central, and the eastern state, and give you a couple of different temperatures from a few different regions in each of those thirds. We'll start out in the western third of the state, which is primarily the coolest region of the state, especially up in the northwest corner as of right now. Taking a look at Liddell, it's currently 43 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature compared to their 7-day average. A bit cooler at 45 degrees, which is what we've seen on average. In the central portion of that western third in Leote, 46 degrees is their current 4-inch soil temperature, which is, again, a bit lower than their 7-day average of 49 degrees. And then we head down to the far southwestern corner of the state in Stanton, currently 48 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 51 degrees. Now we'll shift our focus to the central third of the state. We will head up to the north central in Belleville. 41 degrees is their current 4-inch soil temperature compared to their 7-day average of 44 degrees. Looking now right in the heart of the state in McPherson, 46 degrees is their current soil temperature at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 52 degrees. And down here in south central, looking pretty perry, actually a bit warmer. Their current temperature is at 49 degrees compared to their 53-degree Fahrenheit 7-day average. Taking a look across the eastern third of the state, we'll look up in the northeastern corner in Hiawatha. Hiawatha right now currently 43 degrees is their soil temperature at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 48 degrees. So a bit cooler across the state today. Miami is 46 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 51. And, of course, down in the southeastern corner of the state in Cherokee, 47 degrees is their current temperature, which is 7 degrees cooler than their 7-day average of 54 degrees. Of course, the importance of soil temperature definitely directly affects plant growth if we get closer to the planting season. Sam Speck through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
As a farmer and rancher for over 50 years, I know the integrity that comes with land stewardship. I am Gene Bach, a licensed agent with Hayden Outdoors Real Estate. Our family at Hayden Outdoors is devoted to the success of your listing or auction sale. Whether it is a rural residence, farmland, or a recreational haven, give me a call at 402-520-5140 and we can help. That's 402-520-5140 or email me at gene@haydenoutdoors.com.
Drones are becoming a staple in agriculture and land management. New drone technologies offer an alternative to traditional spraying on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the One Parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the One Parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the One Parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Timing is critical on the farm, and I'm guessing not many of you have your own airplanes or helicopters for spraying the crops the day it's needed. The latest application technique is with sprayer drones, and you can do it yourself. Taylor Moreland is the owner of AgriSpray Drones in Missouri. He says their drones will spray fungicide, spread cover crop seed, and help manage natural resources in a wide variety of settings that might be difficult to spray otherwise.
Specialty crops is big, you know, orchards, vineyards, potato farms, mountainous terrain and forestry. These things have a third dimension to them. So when you look at mountainous areas where you need some type of brush control, this is a great platform to do so. Forestry work, like for conservation departments, seems to be pretty high on the list. And then wetland management. A lot of guys in our area have irrigation lakes, and they get taken over by water lilies.
Depending on the model, the drones are large enough to carry tanks ranging from 3 to 8 gallons and will hold up to 70 pounds of granular product or cover crop seed. You can fly it as high as you need to.
You can set it anywhere from 5 feet over the crop canopy all the way up to 50 feet over the crop canopy. Typically, we're right around 10 feet over crop canopy, flying at 15 miles an hour. That creates a vortex behind the props, which spreads out the product to about a 28 to 29 foot swath. Efficiency at a 2 gallon rate, 2 gallons per acre, which is typically what we do. You're looking at max efficiency of around 35 acres to the hour per one machine.
The price of a full drone setup is just under $35,000. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about spray drones at agriculture.com.
Attention farmers and livestock owners. Looking for top quality seed and essential supplies for your animals? Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. That's not all. Home City Grain is now offering dust control services. Don't wait. Contact them at 785-799-3326 by May 1st to sign up and secure your spot.
Hey, here's a built, powerful, durable, and ready to take you anywhere utility vehicle. It's the upgrade that any farmer or cattleman can add to their stock. Here at Garber's Kawasaki in Fairbury, Nebraska, we have ready-to-work, affordable options for less than $26,000. Built for comfort, every model is equipped with a deluxe enclosed cab and fitted with air conditioner and heater. Contact Garber's Honda Kawasaki at 402-729-2294 or see us at our showroom on Highway East 136, Fairbury, Nebraska. You can't go wrong.
Good Tuesday afternoon. Steps back with your latest market information here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through midday, we're still seeing a mostly mixed bag today through both the grains and the livestock. We'll start in the livestock as it's a mixed day for the cattle markets. April live cattle currently down 35 at 188.22. June's down the same 35 cent mark at 185.05. Mixed in the feeder cattle markets, this is where we start to see some regains. March feeders down 30 to $250.90 per hundredweight. However, April and beyond slightly higher. April up 17 at 255.27. And still lower for the hogs today. April lean hogs down $1.10 to $85.75. May's down $1.15 at $92.27. Both corn and wheat still holding strong today. May corn currently up 2¾ to $4.38¾. July up 2¾ at $4.51½. All three, Chicago, spring, Kansas City wheat with a nice significant gain today. May Kansas City wheat specifically currently up 10½ at $5.84¼. With July up 9¼ at $5.76¾. May oats did drop back down just slightly, down ¼ cent to $3.58. However, July is back up a half at $3.57½. Still pressure in the soybeans, as May beans currently down 3 at $11.84¾. July trading at $12 a bushel. That's down 2¼ cents. The meal's up 60 to $3.32.50. However, May soy oil still down a bit, down 28 points at $48.42. Speaking of red numbers, the cotton complex also still lower. May cotton down 167 at $92.90. Strolling through the energy markets, we see a mixed day today as well. April crude oil still stronger, up 94 cents a barrel at $83.66. Unleaded gas is mostly unchanged, just slightly lower, down to $2.75 a gallon. Heating oil down a penny to $2.76, and natural gas up that 1 cent mark at $1.71. Taking a look down Wall Street here as we approach the end of the trading day, the Dow Jones currently up 260 at 39,050, the S&P up 21 at 5,170, and the NASDAQ up 49 at 16,152. And lastly, taking a look at the dollar index, it's had quite a strong day. June dollar right now up 25 points at 103.49.
Hey Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The Testing Ag Performance Solutions Program and Competition is having its inaugural crop growing competition in Colby, Kansas. The head of Western Kansas Research Extension Center's Brian Olson explains what the competition is and what it will help do for the state.
We are going out and asking farmers to sign up into teams. So there could be anywhere from 3 to 5 farmers per team. Could actually be bankers, could be NRCS people. Anybody interested in understanding about how to manage water, but primarily focused in on producers. And so what we do is we give producers the opportunity to make, let's say, 6 different decisions over the growing season. So what corn product? The first inaugural competition is going to be on sprinkler irrigated corn. And so they would have the opportunity to decide what corn product, what seeding rate, when they want to put the fertility out, how do they want to irrigate it? These are some of the decisions that farmers will decide on. So this will be done at the Colby station there. And so everything that the farmer teams come up with will be executed out in the field by K-State faculty and staff.
Olson says how the team hopes to expand the TAPS competition and why it will be important to do so.
With these TAPS programs, we can set this up on certain soil types. We don't have to just do it there at Colby. We plan to do it also down in Garden City, potentially in Tribune, maybe on some farmers' fields when we get the system set up. But for example, you know, if there's a sandy environment with limited water, that would be a great area to do a TAPS program, a TAPS competition for farmers to understand how to use that water better to get the most value. Because again, we want farmers to be economical, right? We want farmers to be there in the long run, but we also want to find more water sustainable management practices. And that's where it comes back to looking at that whole system.
The teams are anonymous. However, he explains how they will highlight the top teams.
We will put some prizes forward for the top 3 teams to, you know, highlight, you know, were you economically the best, right? Did you go out there and raise the corn to be the most profitable? But also, did you get the most bushels per amount of water that was applied, right? So I think those types of competitions are extremely important to highlight some really good things.
That was the head of Western Kansas Research Extension Center's Brian Olson with information about the new TAPS competition. Learn more at k-state.edu/TAPS. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you will find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. It's a mixed market headed into the midday. The Dow Jones was ahead 182 points and creeping back toward 39,000. But the NASDAQ composite was lower by 0.33%. The Standard & Poor's 500 was unchanged on the day. sewing and fabric retailer Joann Fabrics is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The company expects the move to take about $500 million worth of debt off its balance sheet. A federal grand jury in Wichita has returned an indictment charging a Kansas car dealer with 27 counts of criminal misconduct. 31-year-old Adam Newbury is accused of buying 9 cars, some with 300,000 miles on them, then rolling back the odometers to just over 100,000 miles. Just in time for today's arrival of spring, new flavors of Krispy Kreme donuts. The Spring Minis collection has 4 varieties, only available for a limited time, and includes one that's made with Cadbury chocolate mini eggs. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.